The Prime Minister has demoted two of his ministers, saying the complex challenges in their portfolios have become too much for them to handle. Melissa Lee has been stripped of the media and communications role and booted from Cabinet. Climate Change Minister Simon Watts will take her seat around the Cabinet table. And Penny Simmons has lost the Disability Issues portfolio. Both ministers have been under pressure for their handling of significant challenges facing the broadcasting and disability sectors. Katie Scotcher reports.
Christopher Luxon, fresh from dishing out his first ministerial demotions.
This is how I roll, this is how I lead.
The Prime Minister's booted Melissa Lee from Cabinet and stripped both her and Penny Simmons of portfolios. Both ministers had been under increasing pressure over their handling of major challenges in their respective roles. Melissa Lee was accused of being MIA as the media sector struggles to keep its head above water. And Penny Simmons blindsided the disability community and Cabinet when she signed off on changes to disability support funding. Christopher Luxon, however, won't say what exactly the ministers did to deserve the demotions.
They're very good, hardworking ministers.
The challenges facing the broadcasting and disability sectors, he says, had simply gotten too big for them to handle.
These portfolios have evolved and they have become more complex as a result.
So the Prime Minister has handed responsibility to two ministers on his front bench. Paul Goldsmith will take on the media and communications portfolio, while Louise Upston will be responsible for disability issues.
I'm just one of those people, and I've done it in my former life. I will make constant adjustments to my team to make sure I've got the right people on the right assignment at the right time.
Melissa Lee has retained the Ethnic Communities and Economic Development ministerial portfolios, and Penny Simmons remains the Minister for the Environment and Tertiary Education. But the minister's demotion is hardly a vote of confidence from the Prime Minister in their abilities. Christopher Luxon insists they are up for the job.
I want to make sure I've got all my aces in their places, that people are really contributing.
Rarely a minister's sacked so early in the parliamentary term. Melissa Lee and Penny Simmons had been responsible for their portfolios for only 5 months. Opposition leader Chris Hipkins is questioning why the Prime Minister delegated the Minister's responsibility for broadcasting and disability issues in the first place.
He's certainly one of the first Prime Ministers to sack ministers so soon into being in government, which shows he clearly didn't have particularly good judgment.
Melissa Lee and Penny Simmons' demotions mark Christopher Luxon's first ministerial sackings as Prime Minister. Setting the tone for his premiership, he signalled he's happy to take portfolios away from underperforming ministers and reassign them to senior colleagues. While he might have trouble punishing ministers from coalition partners to the same extent, it's a warning national ministers would have heard loud and clear.
Our political editor, Joe Moyer, joins us now from our Parliament studio. Kia ora, Joe. I mean, the Prime Minister can use whatever words he likes to describe this, but those two ministers got sacked from their main roles, didn't they, for underperforming?
Yeah, hi, Lisa. Yep, that is the start and the end of it, really. These are two ministers who have been really under pressure. They've been under the pump and they have ended up on the sacking line here with the Prime Minister now that he's back in the country. I think the timing is interesting because there's obviously been recess here at Parliament last week and this week. You've also had the Prime Minister out of the country. If you think about when the sort of really negative headlines were around on both of these stories, they go back probably a couple of weeks now. And there was a lot of them. It seems as if Christopher Luxon is sort of trying to pull the narrative back around his management style, and he's decided to take a little bit of time, get out of that really sort of crazy headline stage and have a bit of a think about it and have some discussions with those ministers and make some calls. I suspect that trip that he did last week to Southeast Asia probably played a little bit of a part in it too. He wouldn't have wanted to do it right before he went away overseas, risk the story following him overseas and having to answer to it there and then losing oxygen and sort of been worried about not being able to talk about his objectives and what he was doing. So I think there has been a little bit of an orchestration around the timing and how this has played out. But certainly for Melissa Lee and Penny Simmons, 5 months to the day since they got given those jobs, this is a pretty big hit for them.
Also pretty convenient that it's Anzac Day tomorrow and a number of people take a long weekend and then it just dissolves into the news cycle.
Oh, 100%. Like I say, recess here at Parliament, school holidays. I think both of those things play in, as does probably Anzac Day. He could have done it on Friday and we would be having the same conversation as well, I suspect. It will be interesting to see how Penny Simmons and Melissa Lee go when they are back in Parliament next week when the House is sitting. They have both put out statements saying that they support the decision by the Prime Minister, but of course we'll both be feeling pretty deflated and humiliated at the moment as well. So how they react to that when they are back under that spotlight again next week will be interesting to see.
So how does this reflect on the Prime Minister? Because his comments today were that the portfolios have become more complex than first thought, and he now wants to put the right people in the right place for the right time. Does this suggest his judgment was poor in choosing them in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious question there is, well, why put them there in the first place? Which, of course, is why Chris Hipkins is asking that question as opposition leader as well. A couple of points on that, I'd say. Melissa Lee, she's been in Parliament for 16 years. She's also been the opposition spokesperson for media and communications for the last 6 years. I mean, these issues are not new. They're long-standing issues. As you well know, Lisa, they've been talked about for a long time, not just in New Zealand, but in overseas as well, in terms of the media and the collapsing industry. So none of these complex issues that the Prime Minister was talking about are new for Melissa Lee. I think he was probably being quite charitable to frame this up as these demotions being about the portfolios being too complex, when in actual fact, what he's trying to say, if you read between the lines, is that the ministers weren't up to the job. In terms of Penny Simmons and the disability issues ministerial portfolio, she was, I guess, maybe one of those wild cards when Cabinet was announced, the executive, because Penny Simmons was sitting outside Cabinet, but as a minister. She came into Parliament in 2020, reasonably untested, but she did come from the tertiary education space, which is one of her other portfolios. Now, it's possible that the Prime Minister thought that the disability issues portfolio wouldn't be too difficult, there wouldn't be too many meaty issues, and that it would be an okay one to give to an untested minister. However, what we've seen play out here with this flexible funding, the funding cuts that have come, the lack of information that both the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister had, and them having to come in over top and sort of take control of this portfolio, has shown that perhaps, you know, you can't always guess which portfolios are going to be problematic in the future. I think in terms of media and communications, that one's been a poison chalice for a wee while. We all know the stories of Claire Curran, and as well, Chris Farfoy and Willie Jackson often had headlines they battled in that portfolio as well. So that has long plagued a few people.
So I'm wondering here, they have lost what we would probably say were their flagship portfolios, have kept other things but booted out of Cabinet. Is there any prospect that they could get back in Cabinet?
Well, the Prime Minister did say today that he's leaving the door open to Melissa Lee coming back into Cabinet. Now, she is the only one to be dropped out because Penny Simmons wasn't in. Mm. That, of course, has led to Simon Watts being promoted. He is the Minister for Revenue and Climate Change. You know, some would say that actually Simon Watts was hard done by to not actually be in Cabinet in the first place, and that came down to the fact that there were too many New Zealand First and ACT ministers to get around that Cabinet table, and a lot of people were frustrated that climate change wasn't actually in Cabinet as a portfolio either. So that is, you know, that's changed that up. But yeah, definitely not a good day for the media and communications portfolio or for disabilities issues when you think about those ministers and how that has been playing out for the last few months.
So Louise Upston and Paul Goldsmith, have they just got handed poison chalices?
Well, good question. Depends if we're putting a bet on this or not, I guess. Look, I'd go back to the point I made about media and communications. It is a difficult portfolio. History will show that. No one has had a swimming great time in that portfolio in recent history. And, you know, disabilities issues portfolio, there is a lot of work to do there for Louise Upston. That sector and the disability community is pretty upset by how things have played out with Penny Simmons. Trust and confidence has been lost there. There is a lot of commentary around today from that community about how they have felt offended by some of the comments that were made by Penny Simmons around how that flexible funding was being used by carers for things like lotto tickets, alcohol and tobacco, and her not actually having anything to back that up. So Louise Upson's going to be having to go in there and actually kind of fix quite a few issues before she can even get started on any of the work.
Presumably the Prime Minister has set himself a precedent here. If these two don't step up and perform at a level that kind of generates good press and good feelings for the government, they're gone burgers.
Well, exactly. The problem is that when you come out hard and fast like this, like the Prime Minister has, which a lot of people will applaud him for and say, you know, good to nip it in the bud early and sort this stuff out and have, as you said, you know, your aces in your places. The problem with that, though, is it does set a threshold, and it means what do you do when any other issue pops up in any other portfolio, and it's your competent senior ministers who you rely on and don't necessarily want to have to pull out. What do you do then? Also complicating that, of course, is going back to my earlier point about New Zealand First and ACT. Christopher Luxon's not going to have the same ability to discipline ministers who are underperforming those portfolios from those parties in the same way, which means you're going to end up seeing potentially over time, over the course of this term, some discrepancies in how that stuff has been handling. So that one's going to be a really, really difficult one, I think, for the Prime Minister to navigate.
Joe, we are almost out of time, but I want you to answer this question from our listeners, which are saying, so you get demoted, does your pay get cut?
Well, in the terms of Melissa Lee, cabinet to out of cabinet, I'm pretty sure that will involve a little bit of money cut, but they're both still ministers, so it's not going to be a whole heap.
Thank you, Joe. That is our political editor, Joe Moyer, joining us live from Parliament.